Now, here's a very interesting expression. Like sheep, they're laid in Sheol. And actually, the literal is, death is their shepherd. And over in contrast to this, David said, the Lord is my shepherd. And he's life, by the way. He that hath the Son hath life. But the other shepherd, the false shepherd, is death. Death is their shepherd. Death shall feed on them. And that's interesting. A shepherd should feed the sheep. But here is a shepherd, he's eating his sheep. And the upright shall have dominion over them in the morning, and their beauty shall consume in Sheol from their dwelling. A person may spend a fortune in a beauty parlor, may put on all kinds of lotions and powders and creams, but my friend, you take a look in the grave after a few years, and I must say it's not a pretty sight. I've seen several like that. It's not very attractive, by the way. Death really is not a beautiful thing by any means. Verse 15, but God will redeem my soul from the power of Sheol, or the grave, for he shall receive me. Selah. Now it's time to think it over. God alone can redeem your soul. The important thing in this life is not whether you're rich or poor, because in the final analysis, when you move out to eternity, the important thing is, are you redeemed? Are you regenerate? Are you a child of God through faith in Christ? Now, listen to him, verse 16. Be not thou afraid when one is made rich, when the glory of his house is increased. Don't let that disturb you that there are rich people around today and they are getting by with murder and they get by with adultery. They get by with everything. Sure they do. Let's not cover up. Let's not beat around the bush. And they get elected to office. I say to you today, friends, that the poor are not getting just deal in this world. And the reason that I've cast my lot with the Lord Jesus, well, several reasons. One is, it says he's going to judge the poor in righteousness. And I know I'm going to get a fair deal one of these days. This is a great psalm. Now, verse 17, for when he dieth, he shall carry nothing away. His glory shall not descend after him. Though while he lived, he blessed his soul, and men will praise thee when thou doest well to thyself. He shall go to the generation of his fathers. They shall never see light. Man that is in honor and understandeth not is like the beasts that perish. Now, this is a very interesting verse. We hear a great deal today that man has evolved from beasts or from the animal. The fact of the matter is, the Bible really teaches the opposite. God created man upright. God created him in his image. Man fell, and man can so live today apart from God like an animal, and he's like an animal when he dies. Man is not evolving upward, he's devolving downward. He's not on the upward trail at all. Man is inclined to go down. And that is natural with anything in this life. Everything, to my judgment, contradicts evolution. Nothing goes upward by itself. It all gravitates downward. The law of gravitation in the physical world pulls everything to the bottom. And in the moral world, there is today a moral gravitation, which is immorality. It'll pull a man down.